What is Castle Black's most popular bakery named? You know muffins, Jon Snow. Well, welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of November 20th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by
And a
I had to alter the joke, not the punchline, but the actual question of the joke. It's
Redupa.
the original question was, "What is Jon Snow's bakery named?" And I was like,
You
"But
know,
it becomes
muffins.
redundant when you have part of the punchline in the question."
Yeah, I agree. The way you fixed it is better.
The name of
I
Castle
saw
Black.
what you originally had, and I was trying to think of what it would be, and I'm like, it doesn't make sense to have something with Jon Snow in it. So I'm like,
Exactly.
I
That's
don't
why I changed
know.
it. I put it in there and I was like, I think I'm gonna change it, but I'll put it in there so I remember it exists and then I'll come back to
Well, you've done good.
it. I try. I try. I liked the punchline, really. There was nothing I wouldn't do to work that punchline in somewhere. No muffins, Jon Snow. I still haven't finished season 4. The last two episodes, I think. I just haven't gotten around to watching them yet.
I think I have. I'm pretty
It's
sure I have.
I suppose I shouldn't say. I know what happens in the ninth episode, but I suppose I shouldn't say. I know what happened, the big thing that happens in the 10th episode too,
Just
but
say it and cut it out in post.
yeah, like last time, like the first episode or something, first or second episode of the show.
Or just spoiler bomb.
It's just didn't even think about it. Oh, God.
Editing.
You don't know how to do it.
No, I
We
don't.
discovered that week that I wasn't around.
Yep.
Mind you, it's not entirely your fault. It's also the program you were using is not simple or
No.
straightforward in any way, shape, or
Definitely
form.
not.
But
But
it's
free, so.
exactly. But it's free, so we can't complain too much. Just a little.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Show. I guess we'll get right into
The
the
biscuits.
notes, the biscuits.
Let's get down to the biscuits.
Biscuits. Ugh. Do I need to use the sit down gun? Is it sit down or shut up gun? I
Yeah,
don't
sit
remember.
down, gun.
I didn't even watch the other video that he told me to watch, the Italian Spider-Man or whatever. Didn't even watch that one.
That's so great.
I did watch the sit down gun one. Anyway,
Italian Spider-Man is a lot
let's
better.
not talk about terrible, weird, foreign TV shows.
But so good.
And let's talk about movies.
Movies.
mostly trailers, again, but.
I'll call them movers.
Oh, you haven't watched the new season, the new seven episodes of Korry yet, have you?
No, I'm waiting for them to
Eight,
just be
actually.
finished, and then I'm just gonna
It's eight. One came out
rip.
today. I should download that and watch it. I mean, watch it on Nick.com. That's what I do. Yep. Anyway, movies. Movies. First trailer. I didn't know that this was a thing, but this trailer actually looks really good. Apparently, Disney is doing a live action Cinderella movie. Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah. I didn't watch the trailer. I knew they were doing the movie, though.
I probably heard about it and then ignored it because it was Cinderella. But it is
Cinderella.
directed, I believe, by Kenneth Branagh, yeah, who does a lot of
Yeah.
Shakespearean movies that are great, and he did at least the first Thor. And it has Helena Bonham Carter as the fairy godmother. Who? Helena Bonham Carter is great. You know?
She's the agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., isn't she?
What? No. For the new one, she's not in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, the Carter.
Oh, Agent Carter?
Yeah.
It's a different person. It's not
Yeah.
her.
Still S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, but
Person, Helen.
Helena Bonham
Yeah.
Carter is has nothing to do with that.
Okay, who is it? Who's I'm thinking of?
The person from Agent Carter?
Me Googles. Oh,
Hayley
that's the
Atwell.
Tim Burton chick.
Yes, this is Tim Burton's wife, Helena
Right.
Bonham Carter,
Oh, Tim
who's
Burton's
also
wife.
fantastic. You're thinking Hayley Atwell, who's playing
Yes.
Agent Carter.
That one.
I guess
That's why.
the H first name and Carter could throw you off.
Sure.
Yes,
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter is Tim Burton's wife, who he has hired Johnny Depp to kill in films many, many times. Happens a lot.
Yeah.
But she's great. Lily James, who I don't think I know from a lot. Apparently she was in Downton Abbey, plays Cinderella.
I remember when they announced it, there was Emma Watson was in talks to be Cinderella, and then it fell through, and then I lost interest.
Oh, interesting. I'm going down the IMDb page here, and you know what's funny? Andrew, you know who plays Cinderella's mother?
Now,
Hayley Atwell.
that's that chick from
Agent Carter. Yeah.
that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That is interesting. I win.
Yeah, somehow you managed to. She is involved in this movie. Also,
Was not wrong, except I was.
Stellan Skarsgård, who was in Thor and Avengers, he was crazy guy in Thor 2. What the hell is his character name?
Oh, the
Erik Selvig.
Zedvig.
Yeah, Erik Selvig, Stellan Skarsgård as the Grand Duke. And playing Prince Charming, the King in the North himself, Richard
King of the
Madden.
North.
Richard Madden, who played Robb Stark on Game of Thrones, is Prince Charming in this movie.
Charming.
And I gotta say, this trailer actually looks pr makes is actually kind of, I don't know, it interests me. It looks good, mostly because
Cinderella, Cinderella.
the actors are good. And that is March. It should be coming out March 13th, I believe, 2015. Let me look that back up because I forgot to write it down. Yes, March 13th, 2015. Cinderella. Trailer looks pretty cool. It's in our show notes. You should watch it.
Yeah, sure.
Also, next trailer. Because this movie isn't out for like another year at least. Yeah, November 6th next year. But we already got our first trailer for Peanuts.
Yeah.
As in Charlie Brown and the Peanuts. Or Snoopy and the Peanuts, depending on, you know, who your favorite character is.
Snoopy.
Who
Hardly
you,
about Charlie
I
Brown. I
suppose
mean,
who you
all
think the
that
main
matter.
character is.
Snoopy.
So this is directed by Steve Marino. I do remember hearing about this, but like a long time ago. Probably because it takes so long to animate. Ding! Got an email or something there, whatever that noise was.
Was a Facebook. Didn't realize my phone was on. It's never on.
You must have switched it on while you were on the phone prior to starting the show.
True.
This Peanuts trailer, it's basically a long teaser, but it looks pretty cool and it gives us a look of, you know, the animation style that they're going for, which is they're attempting to sort of still keep it like the old shows used to be.
Yeah, which I like.
It's a good attempt. I really,
Yeah,
it looks really
it's a
good.
really good translation.
Yeah.
The 2D to 3D. And I like when movies do this with their teasers, where they set something up like that. What I didn't like when they did it was with Frozen. They didn't do a very good job.
I honestly don't think I ever saw a trailer for that movie. I only heard about its existence when it blew up.
Yeah, well, I did, and it just didn't look interesting at all.
And then you
And
saw
that
it.
was their trailer even. Like they didn't, their teaser just became their trailer, and it didn't even have singing in it.
That's which is strange for a musical. A movie where you've cast Idina Menzel. I mean, you should assume they're singing in it.
Yeah.
Tell you cast Idina Menzel and don't have her singing, you wasted her. But yes, Peanuts, November 6th, 2015. I'm sure we'll see more trailers, in the future, and I'm sure we'll talk about them because everybody loves Peanuts. It's classic, man. Classic.
Yeah. Is there a Canadian connection there?
I don't think so. Schultz, I believe, is he might even I think he from, maybe from Utah, or maybe he moved to Utah. I don't remember where Charles Schultz is from. How the hell do you spell Schultz? Scholes? I thought there was a. No, it's Scholes. Not even Schultz. There's no T. He was born in California, actually. This is the guy who created Peanuts. Like the comic.
Yeah.
He was born in California. I remember there's like documentaries and shit about him on Netflix. No, he died in California, sorry. Come on, Wikipedia, work with me. He was born in Minnesota. He died in California.
Minnesota.
Minnesota? Maybe it was Watterson, who was from Utah. Coming on a Hobbs guy. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Anyway, I don't think there's a Canadian connection unless it's something more direct to one of the movies. And I trust that you would trust that I would probably know if there was a Canadian connection.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
I
I was pretty sure there was.
don't think so, but
I can't remember what.
not from him. It would have to be from one of the movies or something, which is possible.
Whatever.
Anyway,
I get confused.
also trailer. We talked about this movie and it being announced last week, and now we got a trailer for Strange Magic, which is out January 15th, or was it 25th?
So fast, can you
It
scroll?
is January 23rd. It's not even a 5th. January 23rd, 2015. I actually looked it up on IMDb on my phone because I already had it open. January 23rd, 2015. Plus, you've heard on D&D how loud my scroll wheel is on the mic.
Oh.
Squaw, 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 squaw. PDFs, man. The worst. So I don't know how. I mean, I saw in the in two or three different articles that I read last week about this, that it was somehow had some loose base or loose inspiration from Midsummer Night's Dream, but I don't, now that I haven't seen the trailer, I have no idea what these people are talking about. I don't
Know.
know. Besides, there's fairies.
These
I
in
don't
a
know.
forest.
Yeah, I guess fairies in a forest. So yeah, we see a little singing in this one, in this trailer, and some idea of what the story's gonna be. It looks pretty funny.
Yeah.
So I'll probably see this one. I'll get around to it eventually.
I think this is going to be interesting. George Lucas finally gets to cut out what he always wanted to. People.
He was attempting to cut out more and more live things as he went on.
So now there's success. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, so I'm just looking. This is also, I believe, his first time, at the very least, it's his first time directing a full-length animated. Maybe some of these
Yeah,
shorts that he's
we
done.
confirmed that last episode.
Did we confirm it? I don't remember
Yeah,
confirming it.
I confirmed it.
Nah. Some of the shorts might have been animated, but certainly no full length before. Man, he's 70? I didn't realize he was 70 already.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. He's only 10, well, like 12 years younger than Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner. Because they're like 82 now. By the way. Yeah, they're quite old now. And then there's a guy who played Chekhov who's still like, you know, 60. Because he was maybe not quite that much. He's probably, you know, almost 70. But he was so much younger than everybody else on that show. And I wish I could remember his name right now. He moved to Canada. He lives out west. Ugh. God damn it. It's going to bug me. I have to look it up. Let's go with the motion picture. He was in that. Walter Koenig. That's it. Let's see how old Walter Koenig is. He's 78. So he's like 5 or 6 years younger. Her is 81. This is assuming IMDb has the correct ages. William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy are 83. And their birthdays are like a week apart, I think. March 26th, March 22nd. Not that that really matters for what we were talking about, but in case you ever wanted to know about the Spock and Kirk's birthdays or ages.
Like the characters?
No, the actors.
Oh, okay.
The actual actors. They're,
their birthdays are definitely the future.
Yes, the act, yeah, no, but the actors, their birthdays are like a week apart, not even a full week apart, and they're both 83.
So old!
Yeah, it's probably a good thing that I imagine Mark Hamill, now that he was getting fit-ish, at least for Star Wars, he probably doesn't look like William Shatner anymore, because he used to, man.
Yeah.
He put up a picture of William Shatner and Mark Hamill beside each other. You'd be like, I don't know which one is which. Like, I know one of them is Mark Hamill and one of them is William Shatner, but
wouldn't be one of them type. Laugh like the Joker.
Yeah, one of them is the greatest Joker, and also Arkham, because Mark Hamill, which we talked about last week, I think.
I was on the internet, and some people were talking about the different Jokers, and they made a really compelling argument for why Mark Hamill's Joker is the best compared to like the other movies, where he just kind of encompasses all the characteristics that makes each of those ones.
Yeah,
he's got the eccentric, he's funny, and he's also pretty dark and unpredictable.
Batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's the best Joker, which is why he's always the Joker. Well, was always the Joker.
Also, that smile that he put on the people instead of killing them in the cartoon, that was way scarier than actually killing someone.
I just realized something, because I watched a couple episodes of the animated series on Netflix last night, and it was Nice Day with Kevin Conroy, and I just realized Kevin Conroy's not doing Batman anymore, is he? Like, I just remembered.
What?
Is that just for the games? Wasn't there something about Kevin Conroy?
Yeah, he wasn't in the most recent one.
Was that it? I thought he was just recent, not doing
Arkham Knight one.
Now, is that just that game, or is he not doing Batman anymore?
I don't know. I think it was just that game.
Oh, that's better. Because I wouldn't want to not hear Kevin Conroy and not hear Mark Hamill anymore.
Yeah.
I need to be spaced out. Okay. I can't take this.
All of us.
Anyway, Strange Magic trailer looks pretty interesting.
Oh, is that where we are?
Yep. We took a long detour for that one. So, last thing in movies, and the only thing that's not a trailer, Andrew, I don't know if you did you look up what I meant by this when I put it in the notes? Or were you just gonna wait until I told you?
Is there deja vu on this?
What?
I swear this has happened before.
What, me asking you if you look something up or this note?
Both of it.
Not this note, but I ask you if you look stuff up all the time.
No,
This
I
note.
saw Chris Pratt said that he's a cowboy, ninja, and Viking, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I didn't look anything into it.
On Twitter, somebody asked him. I didn't even know they were making this into a movie. You probably didn't even know it was an existing property.
Doesn't
So
sound like anything I know.
somebody asked him if he was in Cowboy Ninja Viking, and he responded to them, "Yes, but we. Oh, but who's our director? That's the question. Who do you think it should be?" So they don't have a. There's not a lot out there. Realistically, I looked it up. The only credit they have now is Chris Pratt as the main character. And I don't think they even. I couldn't even find what studio was doing it. But
I am on board.
Cowboy Ninja Viking. I
I'm
haven't
on.
actually read a lot of it. I've read parts of the first trade. It came to my attention. It's an Image comic. It's an Image property. It came to my attention in college when one of my friends bought the first trade for as a Christmas gift for one of her friends, and she was like, "Have you heard about this? Is this any good?" And I was like, "I've never heard of it, but yes, it's awesome. It's called Cowboy Ninja Viking. How could
Yeah.
it not be
How could it be
awesome?"
bad?
Basically,
Got good in the title.
Duncan, that's the guy, the main character, Duncan, he suffers from multiple personality disorder, basically, and each personality, well, one's a cowboy, one's a ninja, and one's a Viking, and then there's him.
That's amazing.
And at least in the movie, it's, I don't remember exactly what it was in the comic, but a government agency uses, his very strange multiple personality thing they basically employ him as an assassin. And then he escapes the agency and goes after, people who funded making him an assassin because he doesn't like it. But Cowboy Ninja Viking. And I'm pretty sure they're all aware of each other. I could be wrong on that, but I think all four personalities are aware that the other ones all exist.
That'd be amazing.
It's a little. I mean, again, I only skimmed it, and this was a few years ago, but I think it did remind me a little bit of Deadpool, just because of the multiple personality theme.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
And it's great, and I just love the concept of Cowboy Ninja Viking. So I'm very glad that this is going to be a movie, and even better that Chris Pratt is going to be involved, because as we saw with Star-Lord, man, he's pretty great in comic properties.
Yeah, I think I call Star-Lord Man more often than not.
Because that line is great. Who? Star-Lord, man.
Talking about him just the other day in the car with Caitlin, and I'm like, Star-Lord Man. What's that
Oh,
thing? Star-Lord Man.
and it
But yeah, we were talking about that Parks and Rec.
yep, because he's in it. He's Andy. He's great in Parks and Rec. And it's really funny how they handle him losing. Like, 'cause he was a little. I mean, the character Andy was super lazy and stuff.
Yeah.
So he was a little big. He was overweight. And then, so how they handled him sort of slimming down for Star-Lord. It's on. You've probably seen it on. It's on Reddit all the time. It's on the internet. But basically, it's like one line thing where they're. Him and one of the characters are walking upstairs. I don't remember where they are. But they're just like, "So you just stopped drinking beer and you've lost however many pounds? It was like 50 pounds or something like that? And you just stopped drinking beer? How much were you drinking?" He goes, "I know, right? Probably too much." That's it. That's how they deal with it. It's never mentioned again.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty great. That show was fantastic. Did I give you that all those seasons?
don't know. I think you gave Caitlin that maybe, but
Probably.
I haven't seen it yet.
You should. I have six. I have all of the six finished seasons on my computer.
We're working our way through Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's good. I haven't watched any of the second season yet.
No, us either. But it's really good, actually.
Yeah, no, it is really quite good. It's a bit of a rough start at some of the episodes, and I still don't like Skye that much or Ward. I get that
You know who I
Ward.
do love? Bill frickin' Paxton.
Yeah, Bill Paxton is pretty great in his. Well, he's probably showed up like five episodes.
Yeah, something like that.
He's pretty good. He's pretty great,
Yeah.
and his. And the other guy that he shows up with, I actually like. I heard a lot of hate for the other agent, his little junior agent there. I can't remember his name. A lot of hate online for that character that nobody liked him, but I was like, I really do like that guy.
I think it's just because he's kind of almost like Ward.
Except not quite. He's got more personality than Ward. The problem with Ward is there's zero personality, and
At
I get
first,
that.
he was a lot like Ward, but then he
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
started to develop as his own thing.
I get that Ward's personality or character is that he has no personality because he's that agent. He's the secret agent who's I'm just a secret agent. Nothing phases me. Blah. And I was like, ugh.
Which they make
So
fun of
boring.
in the show.
Yeah, they do. Ugh. And then Skye bothers me, and I don't even know why. I just don't like Skye. Anyway. So speaking of TV shows, let's move on to our one thing in TV notes. So there wasn't a ton of big TV news, but so we'll just throw a trailer out there because Netflix is still doing all the coolest TV things. 'Cause they're doing this Marco Polo series that I'm sure is historically completely inaccurate. But totally looks awesome.
If it was historically accurate, it would be a horrifying show.
Necessarily. It's all about them traveling back and then haggling and then selling. Come on. It's totally not boring.
Nothing else happened.
I'm sure it was a very adventurous travel on the Silk Road. Since, nobody else in Europe had gone that far at that time. So I just, anytime something like that comes up, I'm just reminded of the Drunks and Dragons name drop joke. Anytime they think they're getting boring, they talk about when they tried to set up like a shipping empire with their boat. Spent like an hour and a half trying to figure out logistics for shipping
Well,
things.
we've got that in our game where you try and figure out should you kill the orc or not.
Ugh. No. Oh my god, that was so long. It took forever.
It
It's probably the only time our group has opted not to kill and or fight something.
But
Otherwise, we put something in our way
one
in
time to come
D&D.
to that.
We put something in our way in D&D and we fight it. Even when the DM tells you you're not supposed to be able to beat these yet, like in Star Wars, and those stormtroopers, where he's like, "Guys, don't fight them. You're literally not supposed to be able to beat them at this level." That's okay, Tom. We'll fight them anyway. And we
Hell, I put
kick.
you guys in a dungeon and you fought the dungeon.
What?
With the you get to the room with the mirror and your first reaction is to hit it.
Hey, I did not. That was Erica's fault.
Well,
Because
okay, Erica is part of the party
yeah, she assumed the
and
mirror was
in the end you all hit it,
but yeah, I
so
got annoyed being the only person who didn't just run up and smack the mirror. I was like, I don't know, I can't figure this out, I quit. I hit the mirror. Yeah, you're right, I did. Anyway, Marco Polo. This trailer actually looks really cool, and as I said, Netflix is doing all the coolest things. And I believe this is supposed to come out in December. I forgot to write it down because apparently that's my thing for this week, is not writing down any dates for anything. Because, I'm a professional.
You're a professional.
December 12th. That's when it's due out on Netflix. Looks cool. And you guys should all hit up our notes and watch that trailer. Because it's cool. Alright. You want to move into the Vigima games?
Yeah, I do.
Which also has a couple trailers in it. Like this first one. For Tales from the Borderlands.
The Borderlands.
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 So yes, Telltale. A lot. These actually, both of these first two bullets are Telltale games. So Tales from the Borderlands is going to be a Telltale series based in the Borderlands universe, post Borderlands 2. As it mentions, it explains in the first 30 seconds of the trailer. So you're a little confused about the timeline of the games, huh? Well, Borderlands 1 and then Borderlands pre-sequel 2, and this one is after Borderlands 2. I don't know if that really matters because I haven't finished Borderlands 2. I don't know if there's a big story thing that happens. And I
Yeah.
haven't played any other Borderlands games, so Borderlands
The
2 is
whole point of the
literally.
game is picks up after the Borderlands 2.
Ending because
Yeah.
something happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know
The
in the
character's
trailer
motivation,
it
basically.
features my character in the trailer, as in the ninja guy, the assassin. He's in the trailer. Is it a sniper? Assassin? Whatever that class is called.
Yeah, assassin.
That guy. He's in the trailer. So there. And the trailer looks pretty cool and funny because it is still Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands humor is great. And Telltale games are just awesome.
I haven't actually played any of them. I have, I think, borrowed for the PlayStation 3 the disc of the first season of The Walking Dead, and I just haven't gotten around to playing it yet. Mostly because I haven't actually hooked up my PlayStation 3 in months.
I played The Walking Dead season 1, season 2,
And
and The
the
Wolf
Oh,
Among Us.
goodness, yeah.
Oh man, I love them all.
Yeah,
They
no,
take too long to
I've
make more.
only heard like good things about them.
Yeah.
So I
The only
assume.
bad things you hear about them are from people who are like, yeah, I don't really like the whole story thing.
Well, yeah, like I've never heard bad things about like the quality or
Yeah.
things of their games. Anyway, so Borderlands trailer looks cool. Also, next bullet, something we talked about last week, because the first details came out last week. Now there's a trailer. It's a bit of a teaser trailer for the Game of Thrones Telltale game. And I think we got some more exact info that, like, more than we had last week. A little bit.
For the Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And even in the trailer is pretty good. It's all voiced over by Cersei.
Lena Headey.
Yeah, that one.
Sarah Connor.
And it features a lot of the characters from the show. They're all
Yes.
modeled after the show and
I.
voiced by the same actors as in the show.
Oh, I in this article only said Lena Headey and Peter Dinklage, and I also saw in the trailer it had Natalie Dormer. What's her name?
In the article, it says more
Does
of
it?
who will be in the game, and it also says additional as well to come.
Clearly, I just skimmed this article then.
Additional cast members will appear in later episodes.
Yeah, I definitely saw Marjorie Tyrell in the trailer. She didn't say anything, but I definitely saw her. It's the only three I recognized, I think. It was Cersei, Marjorie Tyrell, and Tyrion. But yeah, trailer's cool. And game's gonna be awesome. Probably. So, I guess you should check that out too.
Yeah, it's probably your best.
Although I suppose if you're not caught up on the series, I don't know how much of the story will be told. Like the story of the series will be told, but this is supposed to take place, what is it, during season 4 or something?
Not sure.
It's something like that, I forget. At the end of the game, the game is supposed to end just before season 5. At the end of the game's story.
But it's all canon.
Yeah, it's all
for those who care about
it. It's all new canon. I mean, the House Forester has been mentioned in the books, but you know, not in this. Like, this is earlier than they showed up in the books, I believe. Still haven't announced a release date besides, you know, by the end of the year. Ah, there it is. On the big Westeros timeline, the Game of Thrones game will wind up kicking off where season 3 of the show ends and finishing around where season 5 begins. So, yeah. This pretty much takes place during season 4.
Sweet.
So, Andrew.
Hello.
Halo.
Halo.
That patch.
That patch. So, when I put up the patch in the notes yesterday, I was excited because the patch was coming out. But put the patch out, and the multiplayer is a big issue and has been since it came out, as well as a bunch of UI issues, single player issues. Oh, God. But,
and how's that patch helping?
The patch works great for the UI. I still can't play any multiplayer games.
Well, on the plus side, Andrew, you can play WoW again.
Yeah.
I've gotten on 2 or 3 times now with no queue on our server.
Yeah, on the plus side, no queues.
The first time I logged on, somebody's like, wow, I just got on with no queue. That's amazing. And like somebody else was like, yeah, it's probably because all the people who, you know, 90% of the people who were in the queue got banned. I was like, what? Why did they get banned? Because of the people who are doing the Rage Fire Chasm thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, they probably didn't get banned. They maybe got their account suspended. It wouldn't be a banned offense, I don't think.
They also were like playing with the pop caps.
Yeah, that's also true. But still, here's the thing, though. This Tuesday, like after they fixed it, or whenever they put the pop caps back up, because, you know, when I first started to log in and all of the servers except one were all locked, everything was full because the pop caps had to be turned down for the new shit. When they fixed that initially, and there was still, you know, a handful, two of the servers that I had characters on was still locked. Our server, Area 52, still had like 3,000-4,000 people in the fucking queue.
Yep.
Ridiculous. And now there's no queues. Yeah.
Which is big.
I did my Black Temple, and I didn't get anything new. No Wardglaives yet. Yet. I'll get them eventually. Anyway, so Halo multiplayer, still can't play it.
Still can't play it, but all of the other fixes are great. The UI fixes. There was a lot of just weird bugginess between things, and I put the patch notes up. There's a significant laundry list of things that have been updated. Like there was a oneth position.
Oh yeah, I've never seen that.
I'm like, wow, good job, guys. Good job. And I mean, like, the multiplayer update that they did put in, it's kind of better, kind of worse. It's worse in the sense that now I just can't find games at all, but better in the sense that it's finding games, not connecting to it, telling me that it's not connecting, and then kicking me out, rather than just nothing. Nothing.
So it's not working, but at least it's working, not working.
Yeah.
I get it. I actually understand exactly what you mean. Because I hate it when things are like, they just don't tell me what's going on. It just kind of, it's clearly not frozen, but nothing's really happening. I hate that.
Right.
That's the worst.
So yeah, they just improved a whole bunch of stuff, and the matchmaking is still the big problem, and it's still a problem. In the meantime, I found that there's a Reddit specifically for Halo players.
Subreddit.
Yeah. A subreddit for Halo players specifically, so you can get and join your own custom games. Which is interesting, because I used to do that back before Xbox Live was a thing. In Halo 1, there was this app you can launch on your computer, and it'll treat it like it was like a LAN game, and connect multiple Xboxes. And then it
Interesting.
was still carried over to Halo 2. So even though Xbox Live was a thing, I didn't have it right away, and I did it like that for a while, and it was really great.
Interesting.
It's
What is
cool.
that, for anybody out there who cares, what is that subreddit?
That is Halo players.
No underscores or dashes, just one word.
Nope, just one word.
There you go, guys. Reddit.com/r/HaloPlayers. That is
If
how you
you
go to
are
subreddits.
sad and sad, what you really want to play your game that you've had for a week. Because I know I do. Also, the tournament scene still delayed, and there's some bigger teams committing to play in the ESL. Like Evil Geniuses just recently said that they're going to be participating, which is cool.
If you say so. I know nothing about esports of any kind, any esports or tournament stuff, period.
They're my favorite.
Well, congratulations. I don't know. Maybe you'll have to face them someday.
That'd be great. I don't know how if I could beat them, I'd just be fanboying the whole time.
That'd be great. I just walk up to him and go, I can't shoot you. I like you too much. Bam. Shotgun.
Can't kill you guys because I want you to win. I'm so conflicted. Yeah, no, that'd be cool though. Play against them.
Want to go on to a game that I assume does work?
Yeah, which actually, okay, so Dragon Age Inquisition came out,
Yep.
and it's great. It's so good. It's huge. It is like the biggest RPG ever.
Oh, I somehow doubt that, but
Probably not, but it is bank. There's a lot of content.
it's probably big compared to the other Dragon Age. I mean, I've only played Origins, but Origins just feels very small to me. And I
Yeah.
admittedly, I have barely played any,
Right.
but like the world map is there at the beginning, though. That's a pretty small world, man.
Origins is pretty big. The Dragon Age 2 gets smaller,
Oh,
but
really?
this one is just like, it's huge. Like I, they kind of like let you in the game and don't give you too much direction on where to go. So I spent like 4 or 5 hours before I advanced the story. Just like wandering around doing quests. I'm like, I don't even know where I'm supposed to be. Just doing quests in this one zone for 4 or 5 hours, and I didn't even like explore a third of it.
Some people really like that. So, and a lot of the praise of Skyrim was, you get that quest to go over that first town after you escape the headlock. If you don't
Yeah.
get your head chopped off, you can go there immediately and advance the story, or you can just go off the other way and say, "Fuck you, I'll deal with you later."
Yeah. You will have to wait for me.
And there, I mean, stories like that where there's other games like where you can do so much, but then at a certain point, you're like, all right, now you have to advance the story before you can do
Yeah.
anymore. Like Assassin's Creed 4 did that. Like you can do all these other things and start your upgrading your ship or your armor, but then you're like, no, you gotta complete more story quests before you can do this. But
Or
they
like
don't want you.
again, like Oblivion, where I never finished the main story because it wasn't interesting. But I've
Forget
done so
Patrick
many side
Stewart.
quests. Yeah, but he was only in for the beginning.
That's all I've played. Oblivion.
Wow.
I don't think I finished escaping from the jail. I think I'm still in like the sewers or whatever under the jail. Don't think I ever finished
Okay. That's
it.
fun.
So had Patrick Stewart in it.
Yeah, so the Dragon Age Inquisition is awesome, but it's more glitchy than the other ones that I've been finding. I was talking to Rachel and she didn't find any glitches so far, but like immediately the first conversation I'm in, the dude's like fingers were bent backwards while I was talking to him, and it was so distracting.
Do you guys have it on the same? You both have it on PC, or do you have it on Xbox?
I have it on Xbox.
She has it on PC. That might be
Yeah.
why. Like, you would
Maybe.
experience different levels of a glitch
Yeah.
due to different systems.
She says that it's not really great to play it on the keyboard and mouse, but it's really good to play it on a controller.
That is how a lot of games are, even PC games, are shifting now.
Yeah.
Because so many people have, at least have, controllers they can hook up to their computer anyway.
But yeah, the story's great. The Dragon Age Keep is cool, where you pick all your selections that you've made throughout the other games and how they affect the Inquisition game. That's done really well so far. I've got like 20 something hours in the game. I don't know how close I am to finished.
Probably not that close if
No.
it's as big as you say.
It's huge. I've got a mission that I think sounds like the last mission, but that can't be.
Probably a false last mission.
Yeah, it probably is. That's
They
what I'm
do that.
thinking. But then I'm afraid to start it because then,
In case it is the last
in
mission.
case it is the last mission.
Yeah, I've been there. Like, that one sounds like it's gonna end this storyline, or it's gonna make it so I can't come back to this place. I better make sure I'm done with everything here ever possible before I
Yeah.
move on.
Also, be very careful how you manage your parties. Because I had went to fight the Empire, which are just like people with swords and bows and whatever. I stomped on them because I had three warriors and an archer. So it's just gang beats and knockdowns galore. But the last boss decided to mix everything up a bit. And I couldn't beat it. It's got this tactical mode, so you can play like normal Dragon Age, or you can switch between the characters, use the spells and stuff, or you can just do an overview, tell everyone where to go and what to do, and all that advanced time on your own time. And I had to do that, and it took me like 25 minutes to do the one fight of just me running people around kiting so I can res people and always have people alive. It was horrible.
So, you might need a healer in your party after all?
Well, there's not really a healer.
If you need
There's
a caster,
casters,
somebody
yeah,
can
what I mean,
cast.
because they can put up barriers and stuff.
I just remember when you get. Yeah, I just remember you and Rachel talking about how you were so happy that you wouldn't need a caster for healing.
Yeah. No, still need one. They can also cast revive, which is basically my healing.
Yeah, that's often in a lot of RPGs, my healing too. You know, once you die, I'll heal. Either you win this battle or you die. You don't get
Yeah.
healing before that.
But it's an amazing game. It's so good.
That's
It's so
good.
good.
So,
After I'm
this.
done, I'm immediately going to play a second playthrough with a different race.
But you can do that again.
Because it takes race into account a lot. I chose a dwarf.
Course you did.
Yeah,
Were
naturally.
you a royal dwarf or a castless dwarf? Or do castless dwarfs still exist?
And this one, you're a surface dwarf, so that stuff
Oh.
doesn't matter.
Surface
Your
dwarf.
origins are pretty much just whatever the story tells you they're there. But male, female, and race matter.
Interesting. So, Andrew, this next game, did you get it, or do you decide that you couldn't afford it?
Well, I definitely can't afford it, but my brother could.
Oh, really?
So I got to play Smash Bros. For the Wii U this morning, and it is amazing. It has a way different feel from the 3DS game. Mm-hmm. So it kind of shifts the meta. So, like, I'm good with Little Mac on the 3DS, but I am garbage on the Wii U version. My new character on the Wii U version is Zero Suit Samus.
She's pretty boss.
She is boss. Beyond reason.
Dodge those cannonballs all day.
Yeah. It's great. It looks, like, amazing. All HD-ified and all that. All the interfaces are really pretty. The soundtrack is so good.
Did anybody use Mewtwo?
No, we didn't get Mewtwo set up yet. You have to register your 3DS and your Wii U version on the Club Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff, and it was just a hassle. We didn't have much time to play, so
that's fair.
We just played. Do it next time. But also, Mewtwo was announced as a paid DLC for the future, for those of us who don't want to
buy a Wii U.
Yeah, who don't own both versions.
That's interesting. I mean, that's good. It makes sense. Because it would be annoying. People would really be angry if, you know.
I'd be angry.
They'd have to own both to get Mewtwo. But there's no other way to get it. That's stupid.
That's a very Nintendo thing to do, though.
It is. But people would still complain and bitch. And usually,
yeah, and then give them their money.
Hopefully this means Nintendo is going to continue to make, you know, good decisions. Yeah. Not shit like they usually do.
They said that this Mewtwo DLC is an experiment. They don't have any DLC planned, or they're not working on anything more. They're going to see how this one goes and then go from there. I can't see it going poorly.
They need Avatar DLC. Aang and Korra. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Sokka.
Just a lot. Also, Amiibos are out.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And they're everywhere. They're pretty good. A lot of them are really, like, really good quality. Some of the poses are just bleh. Like, a lot of them have cool poses. They're waving or standing or turning. Pikachu's standing there.
Well, there's only so much the electric rat can do.
I don't know, but, like, you can wave or something. Wave, lean, tilt your head. It's just standing. That's Pikachu. And, like, Kirby is just sitting.
Well, here's the thing. Pikachu, all he has to do is stand there and everybody will buy him up. It's fucking Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby probably in similar situation.
Right.
Kirby also has less body than any other
character. Yeah, but still, like, wave.
He could do his weird wave thing where he's like...
His little taunt, like, hi!
His hand, his arm... hand things above his, like, at the top of his head body thing.
Yeah. And Samus is like standing there rigid, but it looks cool.
Like suited Samus?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's a tank. She's like, I got my armor, what you want?
But then you got the sweet, like, Link pose where he's, like, got his shield forward, his sword back, he's in the air, he's kind of dashing.
Yeah, well, Link is a poser. That's what he does.
Mario's got his fireball sweeping in front of him. Yoshi's, like, got his head turned back, looking at something. Doing, like, basically his taunt. Oh my god, I found a game.
That's good, I guess. we'll move to comics
This is breaking news, guys.
we'll
Just in.
let you focus on Halo. We'll move to
About a
comics.
Halo game.
Oh. All right. Got a few things, a few quick things to go through in the comics section. First, we have seen the first art for the Secret Wars number one cover. Like this, because there will be alternate covers and that, because there always is for big releases like Secret Wars. But we've seen the first cover by Alex Ross, who is a big artist in comics. It looks pretty cool. It's got a whole lot of characters. Some of them look like they're fighting, some of them look like they're confused, some of them look like they're getting the shit kicked out of them. Oh no, it's a pretty good cover. I have a link to it in the show notes if you want to check it out.
Is
Check,
that
check, check,
Captain
check,
Marvel or
check.
Miss Marvel?
I don't know, I just closed the picture. So let's. Where? Oh, up top left-ish?
The middle.
In the middle? Oh, in the middle. Yeah, she's in the middle. That looks like Captain Marvel. There we
Where?
go. Yeah, that's definitely Captain Marvel. She has pants. Miss Marvel didn't have. Carol Danvers' Miss Marvel didn't have pants. She wore the weird one piece swimsuit thing. You know?
Sweet.
That's a very common female superhero outfit.
Yeah. For reasons.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters going on in here. It looks like there's a Spider-Man up there, there's Hulk, there's the Thing, there's
The
maybe a
Sentinel looking guy.
couple of, yeah, I don't know. There's some very shiny people. There's Secret Wars Spider-Man. There's Mr. Fantastic. That might get kind of over there in the left, looks like it might be the Submariner.
I don't know.
I don't know, there's a lot of people. Some of them are in the background and it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty small.
I found the thing.
Yeah. He's hard. That's good eyes.
Hard to miss him.
Second hardest guy to not see. I don't know, him and Spider-Man are the most obvious characters because they're right there in the
And Mr.
foreground.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because he covers a lot of space by stretching.
Yep.
He goes from the foreground to the background.
What's happening in this picture?
Oh, Secret Wars, man. Shit's going down. It's just a dramatic cover. I mean, this shiny robot guy is Go-Go Gadget arming.
That's what's happening.
Spider-Man's reaching. I don't know, man. Shit.
Figuring.
Stuff's going down. Secret Wars. That's what's going
Yeah.
on. Alright. Next bullet. So, Andrew.
Hello.
In the sense of that I moved this up so it stuck with Marvel, and I wrote down Howard's back, what is that gonna be about?
This is a trap.
Huh?
This is a trap.
Is it trap? How would that be awesome?
Trap. The question's too easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
What do you think it is?
you're gonna I'm gonna say Howard the Duck, and you're gonna be like, no.
No, you're
Wrong.
right. 100% correct. Howard the Duck.
Okay.
So, I
Not
guess
as
there was a
good.
reason for him to have come back into the Marvel Universe. He is a new Howard the Duck series written by Joe, oh my god, Quinones, and I think art by Chip Zdarsky. No, Zdarsky. Zdarsky. Sorry.
Darsky.
Zdarsky.
Why do you sit in the darkness?
Where, why are you sitting in the darkness, Andrew?
Darkness is my ally.
He was born in it, molded by it. Anyway, in spring, there's not a 100% sure, like 100% exact, rather, release date, but in this spring, Marvel will be launching Howard the Duck, a new Howard the Duck series, ongoing comic series, in which that
Howard
the
Duck,
the talking duck from another planet, becomes a private investigator in the Marvel Universe, probably on Earth.
Huh.
So, ongoing, in spring, ongoing Howard the Duck Marvel comic about him being a PI. Which actually sounds great.
Yes. Are PIs a thing still?
Yeah, absolutely. Haven't you seen Veronica Mars? That's not that old. They're not, you know, they're not the pulp Dick Tracy PIs anymore, but Veronica Mars, say, is a fairly modern example of her father and her were both private investigators.
That's true.
Well, who are you going to hire to spy on your significant other if you assume they're cheating on you?
Oh, that's a good point, I guess.
I assume there's other jobs for them out there too, but...
Probably takes the most of time.
Private investigators are still a thing. And if you want modern examples, go watch Veronica Mars. It's actually pretty good. It's a pretty good show. And the movie was good too.
I gotta get around to finishing it.
You haven't finished it? It's only three seasons.
Yeah. But
it's short.
Well, anyway. You know, you gotta watch.
Yeah, you gotta watch Justified too, Andrew.
They've
set the date for starting their last season. I didn't put it in the
Justified
notes.
Justified is just kind of daunting now.
That's so good. It's only like five seasons. It's not that much. Daunting. Come on, Stargate is 15, not counting Universe.
Yeah, but I haven't seen all those either.
Anyway, last thing in comics. This is going back to Image. It's not about Cowboy Ninja Viking, but it's about a new Image property that will be coming out. I should really remember to write down release dates. It's coming in February, and it's called Secret Identities. Basically, this already established in the world, a supergroup known as the Front Line has invited a new hero called Crosswind to join. But Crosswind is a mole sent to learn the secrets of all the team. And apparently, all the members have a lot of secrets. And I saw a couple weeks ago, I saw this image of one of the members of the Front Line because he looked like a Spider-Man. I will go through just the quick blurbs that they have written about their characters. So Crosswind, a bright new hero with the biggest secret of them all. Helot, H-E-L-O-T, a cybernetic fugitive on the run from a shadowy cult. Punchline. A two-fisted comedian hungry for the spotlight at any cost. Gaijin, an alien creature raised by a family of mobsters.
Wow.
And its name is Gaijin, so it might be Yakuza, because Gaijin is a Japanese word. Rundown, a super speedster barely fast enough to keep up with his secrets.
Exanic.
He looks kind of like an evil Kid Flash in this image. It's all black and gray and green. Vesuvius, an ancient warrior given a second chance at being a hero through natural disaster. He looks like a big magma man. And the one that looks like a spider is called the Recluse. An urban vigilante.
He's gotta be all Pompeii related, right?
I would assume, since that is Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah, and
He's an ancient warrior.
Chance.
Yeah.
Natural disaster.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna say yes.
The recluse is the one who looks all spidery, and he is an urban vigilante fueled by a dark curse. He does
just look like Spider-Man.
He does look like he could be some sort of like evil mutated Spider-Man. Like, if you took Spider-Man Noir and kind of went eviler, that could be the Recluse. He's got these super creepy... In this picture, his fingers are, like, super long and creepy. It's weird. And last, but not
least,
Luminary, the daughter of the president, whose origin is public knowledge. Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun!
This comes out in February, and it looks and sounds really cool. And, you know, I do love a good mole story. Like, we know he's a mole, but, you know, how long is he going to be a mole? How long before he finds out? How long does he spend, you know, earning their trust before he stabs him in the back?
How will the team react?
Is he going to change his mind?
What will he go through with that?
Exactly. I love a good mole story. Much like I loved the reality show The Mole back in the day. Hosted, I believe, by Anderson Cooper. Do you remember The Mole?
Nope.
You don't remember The Mole? It was fantastic. I don't remember much about it besides that I loved it. It was only on for like 2 seasons. But it was great. Wow. Also really liked, what the hell was it called? What, Joe Schmo? Was that the one where it was like a fake reality show? Like,
I think so.
Two people thought they were on an actual reality show, everybody else was an actor. That had a guy from Castle. I can't remember his name now. I remember his character name, and the actual actor's name is eluding my brain. Why can I not remember who plays Javi? Alright, John Huertas was on that. That's where I first saw him. I didn't realize until like the second or third season of Castle. I was like, I know this guy looks really familiar, but where the hell is he from? I saw him on Joe Schmo.
A dream I had last night. I was hanging around with Nathan Fillion. We were having beers. Hanging out.
That sounds
climbed
like
a cliff.
Climbed a cliff. Wow. Yeah.
And, threw a ball off the cliff.
That's when you realized it was a dream?
No.
When you did something physical?
I think I knew the whole time.
I guess, hang it. I don't know, man. Nathan Fillion would be the kind of guy to have a beer with you.
Yeah.
You know? He's definitely
great.
Anyway. That's it for this week. That's all we have, so... If you want, you can follow us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, D-U-D-7-5.
I'm at Dupe, D-U-P-3.
We have a website, and the website is weeklynews.com. And I just realized, also, Weekly News is also the show's Twitter. I realized I forgot that. That's okay. We don't use it well, so... GweeklyNews.com, though, we use much better than we use the Twitter. On GweeklyNews.com, you can find the blog posts, you can find some reviews, you can find Rachel's write-up about the Dragon Age Keep before the game came out. I don't know if she'll do... I assume she'll do some more write-ups now that the game is out.
Probably. Maybe, I might offer my 2 cents as well.
maybe she'll come on next week or something. I know she wanted to come on the show when the game came out. I don't know if that was serious or a joke, but...
It's probably serious.
Probably.
We did it. Sims.
Yes, but that was also a week I wasn't even there. That was just
that's true.
That was
just
perfect
nice timing.
Yeah, it was perfect timing. What else can you find on the website? The shows, the show notes, that TV or whatever she's watching is really loud. It's very noisy over there, Andrew.
It's something I forgot to put in the show notes.
What?
The Goat Simulator MMO patch.
What? Oh, I saw that it got a patch. I never looked at what it was.
It's for free. Go Simulator MMO.
Oh my god. I need to play that like now, apparently.
It's just the microwave.
Yeah.
Because I haven't actually played Goat Simulator at all yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
But I should get around to it.
Tell him to wear his Doe shirt. Do it. Tell him.
She's really loud. Can you tell her that she's very loud and I can hear her quite clearly?
Yeah. He can hear you, Caitlin. It's okay.
Clearly. I can hear her clearer than I can hear you.
That's sad. I'm sorry.
But you know what? It's not so terrible, I don't think, that I'm going to even bother editing it out. Because F that noise.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the show. I don't want to do that work.
Yeah. She's a producer anyway.
Also... You can find a link to subscribe via RSS. You can listen to the episodes streaming on the website, or you can find a link to the iTunes page. If you do like iTunes, we would really appreciate a rating and review.
5 stars, please.
Yeah, to quote or at least paraphrase the amazing outro artist Nika Howard, we don't want none of that 4-star bullshit. Fives are nothing. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was on like the 100th episode or something. She was very drunk while doing the outro. So, 5-star reviews. We don't want none of that 4-star bullshit. It was hilarious. Anyway, also, you can email us at feedback@greeklynews.com with any comments, questions, corrections, you know, anything in between.
Actually.
And we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/greeklynews. That is, as I said, that's all we have for this week. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Da, 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 da.
What was that?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna put the theme in there. The end theme. I'm gonna close this out.
Bye. Yeah, be back.